Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to beloved listeners. Today, alhamdulillah, we have been speaking about a woman's perception of her role and subhanAllah, how to live with high value. Alhamdulillah, to add to this conversation today, I have Sister Najia Saleh, who alhamdulillah has a certificate in NLP, REBT, and she has life coaching and emotional healing. And alhamdulillah, she has a diploma in psychology. We know that the woman performs so many roles, Sister Najia. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome. Jazakallah khair for joining us.
Jazakallah, sister.
Alhamdulillah, it's so lovely to have you here today. The woman performs, you know, she has this role of wife, of partner, organizer, administrator, director. SubhanAllah, we know that even imams and women even have the role of economist sometimes, you know, disciplinarian. So the reality is that we were speaking about, you know, filling your own bucket, and you were just speaking about the fact that when you constantly are depleting yourself, how you are not allowing yourself to be able to give out into the society and to focus on the development of the society. So, Sister Najia, I don't know if you could tell us first of all a little bit about yourself, inshallah, and then we'll move on into the questions, inshallah.
Okay, jazakallah. Okay, so I am an emotional healing therapist and a life coach, alhamdulillah. And I started this journey about 15 years ago when I was in a very different place in my life. I had depression, anxiety, and also, like you mentioned, I wasn't filling my bucket because I had this idea of what my role had to be in society with regards to being a mother and a wife and things like that. So I basically had reached a point in my life where I basically had a breakdown. And alhamdulillah, I came across these tools to help me, and that's when I started this, and I realized that I can take whatever it is that brought me pain and inshallah, use that to help help other women so that inshallah, that they don't have to go through and, they could have the tools and the skills that will help them to manage whatever it is that they're going through.
Oh, subhanAllah, that's so good. Alhamdulillah. And you know, that is, I think, the main thing is that Allah subhanAllah grants us these tests and then we can use this to help other people. So, Sister Najia, what does a woman's perception of herself entail? Like, which aspects does it center around?
You know, I feel mainly a woman's perception, it actually stems from a lot from our mindset and also from our belief systems, you know, which are inherited from society, from community, from culture, from our family. So it's a lot to do with that. And also it centers around also how a woman feels about herself, her worth, her confidence, and her duties and her roles. So I think that's mainly what a woman's perception of herself usually entails and where it centers around from.
So how do you think that a woman now can influence her perception of herself? How does she change this?
You know, I think we can influence our perception through being open to changing unhealthy, non-congruent ideas about women. Also to make an effort to uncover and change our thoughts, our belief systems. We also influence our perceptions by, you know, understanding that, like I mentioned before, we are not our roles. So, alhamdulillah, yes, roles are very important in society, in our community, in our family. We are mothers, we are daughters, we are teachers, whatever it is. But we have to understand that we are not our roles. We are more than that. So if you had to strip yourself from these roles, who are you actually? Do you know who you are? You know, I think if you ask a lot of women this question, they actually stumble. They don't know. Many times they can't answer that question because we don't know who we are, besides these roles that we play in society. So I think it's very important that if we go deeper and we start asking these questions and finding a deeper meaning, that also plays a part in influencing our perception of who we are and our perception of what women should be.
Yes, subhanAllah. I think that's just so important, especially when you get so caught up in a role that isn't permanent. You know, being a mom isn't, you are a mom forever, but a mom to a toddler is a different mom than a mom to a teenager. But once you start, you know, pushing yourself in that direction only, when you lose those things, especially when your kids leave home, then you sort of, you know, fall into this funk, into this depression, subhanAllah. So And Sister Najia, what are some of the existing perceptions that we have currently in a woman's role?
You know, I think in our community, in the Indian community, the Pakistani and the Arab community, I think the generalization amongst these communities are that women are meant to selflessly serve. They should put everyone else first. They must cook, they must clean, they must obey. And nowadays also, they are required to contribute financially. So I think, and also I think social media also plays a part in this, because we see this, you know, this picture of this superwoman, you know, the super mom and the super, and that also plays a big part in these existing perceptions of what a woman should be. And it actually creates such an immense pressure on women, because now they actually feel burdened with fulfilling these immense roles and responsibilities.
SubhanAllah, it's so true. And especially what you're saying about, you know, this sort of like pressure, because if you're looking at those perfect lunch boxes and you're looking at those perfect you know, school bags and packed, and you think of the craziness that was your house this morning, it can really boggle you, you know. But SubhanAllah, it really leads people to try to do too much, and that leads to burnout, you know. So how do you think that we can influence, like, how can women influence existing perceptions and what the society is pushing down our throats?
You know, I think what I feel is that it's really what really is vital in this is knowledge. Knowledge is really vital in changing perceptions, especially learning about what deen is, and learning from these great women of Islam actually plays a great part in how we can influence our perceptions with regards to what is required and what their roles were also. Because mainly a lot of these perceptions actually come from culture and is not necessarily Islamic. So I feel that by seeking knowledge, researching and learning from these great women of Islam, their influence and their contribution can really influence these existing perceptions. And also, you know, we must understand that our deen has given women such status and such honor as a mother, as a daughter, as a woman. So we need to start understanding our value and worth, not just only as a woman, but as a Muslim woman, you know. Yes, I think that definitely can influence the existing perceptions. And also, if I may just add also, you know, like, if especially as mothers now, we actually have a responsibility to change these perceptions amongst our kids, you know, whether it's the boys or the girls. We have we have the influence now, and we have that responsibility. So we should use this platform to make the change as well. And in the same way, then, inshallah, we'll be breaking the pattern for the next generation, and we'll definitely see the change, inshallah.
Inshallah. I know it's so important, because you see, there's something very important that you touched on, and I think that's something that I want to discuss a bit more, if you don't mind, is that when we look at the past, like, it was very clear, the demarcation was clear, like maybe our grandparents' time, even our parents' time, maybe your mom took care of the home and your father went out to work. And now, suddenly, both mom and dad are leaving at the same time, or mom is working from home, which is a lot of the time. And the juggle to say that, okay, you have the mental load of your own work, but they say you're bringing something to the table, but the demarcation of this, of the workload, is not being shared equally. And I think, you know, this is something that as a woman, when you start looking at yourself and you start saying to yourself that as a believer, as a mu'mina, I need to understand what is my empowerment that is not attached to the empowerment of the West. Yeah. I think that's so important, because yes, we are all working. Yes, we all have different types of jobs and different types of responsibilities. But it often can boil down to saying, I want to empower myself, but I want to break away from the very massive role that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as women. So there is a very fine balance of saying that yes, we want to all change our mind frame, we want to develop, especially our children, we have to teach them to break these perceptions, but the perceptions of deen have to be respected and have to be looked after. So on that note, what do you think, because now when you say empowerment of women, a lot of times people, you know, get afraid of this. You get, so I get afraid when I hear this, because then you think to yourself, does this mean that now my child grows up alone with somebody else? How does this work? What is the meaning of empowerment for women in itself?
You know, just to touch on what you said earlier on with regards to empowerment, like, and learning from our previous, like, predecessors and that. So we must, like I said, that Islam actually, I feel like, if you look at the pre-Islamic era, Islam deen came to empower women, right? So, I mean, ultimately, then women were given their rights. They were not given any rights because they were like second-rate citizens mm-hmm. in the pre-Islamic mm-hmm. era. So they were given inheritance. They, with regards to their money issues, you know, with regards to their roles and their responsibilities as well. So empowerment actually, what it means, it's not like how you mentioned that people get afraid. They think, okay, you know, if you're going to say empowerment, it means that now you're teaching a woman to go out and she must go and work and she must, you know, now take over the role of being a man. No, empowerment, Jeez. Basically, when we're talking about empowerment, it means teaching women resources and giving them the tools and the skills, which then gives them the ability to be stronger and confident in their lives and in their situations and wherever they may be.
Subhanallah, that's so true, because when you when you build skills, one thing is education, but skills is something that I think allows you to sort of also navigate this massive role that we have without depleting your own self. And subhanallah, you know, we were speaking earlier, Sister Rajia, about knowing your own worth and developing yourself. You're constantly focusing on continuous growth. What would your message be dealing with women? What would you say to a woman out there who has so much on her plate that she's running around in circles? What would your message be to her, inshallah?
You know, so like definitely now that school's opening, you can see this, you know, the hustle and the bustle. And I actually put out a message on WhatsApp to say to the women, especially to the mothers, so who are now sending their kids off to school, to say to them that, you know what, like now that the kids are at school and whatever, it's okay to have boundaries. When I mean boundaries, it's okay. You don't have to do it all, you know? You don't have to be at everybody's back and forth all the time. It's okay to take time off for yourself. It's okay to give the kids a little bit of task and responsibilities. You don't have to do it all, you know? And just take out some time and just breathe and do the best of what you can, you know? So, so that's, and understand that you also, you are a human being. We are not human doings, so we don't have to be constantly be doing. So we must just remember that.
I love that. I love that. I love that. It's so true.
Yes. I think as women, we forget that. You know, we get so constantly caught up in the lives of our kids. And yes, we want the best for our kids. Every parent wants the best for their kids. We want to be a good wife. I mean, I think most people, I mean, they do want that, you know. But I think when we do that, we forget that to look after ourselves. So just make sure you don't forget about yourself as well.
Subhanallah, that's so important. Sister Najia, jazakallah khair. Allah reward you, inshallah. May Allah bless you, and inshallah, may Allah make it that your journey as a woman, inshallah, evolves into many paths of benefit to this Muslim ummah, inshallah.
Ameen. And jazakallah for this opportunity, Abba.
It's a pleasure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.